Parenting Moments on Shine FM, also in the podcast at eckertcenter.com. Every Wednesday here on Shine, I chat with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder, Eckert Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
The year is off to a good start, and last week we kicked off 13 things mentally strong people don't do. We'll be talking about that through January and February. And what's today's topic?
All right, well, number one is mentally strong families don't waste time feeling sorry for themselves. So strong families don't sit around feeling sorry about their circumstances, commiserating around the dinner table about how others have treated them so badly. Instead, they take responsibility for their role in life and understand that life isn't always easy or fair. Amy Morin, the author of this fantastic book about 13 things that mentally strong people don't do, shares some wise insights around the problem of self-pity. But Mike, before I share this, I really want to make sure that people understand that she is not saying rush past you or your child's sadness. Loss is real, and sadness is a normal emotional response. So instead, helping our children stay with the feeling of sadness and noticing how it feels in their bodies is a critical life skill. The problem is that when self-pity thoughts arise, it's actually a goal of moving you away from your sadness. So it can give you temporary relief to have those self-pity thoughts, but it's not the lasting kind that comes from processing your feelings. So gently guide you or your child back to staying with the discomfort of sadness is key. But here's why we don't want to get involved in self-pity. Amy reminds us, it's a waste of time. Feeling sorry for yourself requires a lot of mental energy and does nothing to change your situation. Number two, it leads to more negative emotion. Once you allow it to take hold, self-pity will ignite a flurry of other negative emotions. And finally, Mike, it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. Feelings of self-pity can lead you to live what Amy Morin calls a pitiful life. When you feel sorry for yourself, it's unlikely you'll perform at your best. So really helping our kids move to sadness, feel the sadness, but to stay away from those pesky self-pity thoughts.
Indeed. Good encouragement. Yeah, we don't want to waste time feeling sorry for ourselves.
That's right.
We're moving forward. 13 things mentally strong people don't do over the next couple of months. Again, you can catch our discussions in the podcast section of eckertcenter.com. For maybe some new listeners that have joined us in the new year, Kimberly, if you could share a little bit about Eckert Center.
Absolutely. So we are a team of psychologists who provide counseling, assessment, and educational services for students who may have learning disabilities, ADHD, or maybe on the autism spectrum. So we really do have a full complement of services for the whole family. And I really encourage people to check us out at eckertcenter.com. You can read our blog. There's lots of great information there. We listen to our podcast that you and I do every week, Mike. And again, scroll through and take a peek at the services that are available for families here at Eckert Center.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Kimberly. We will chat again next Wednesday. Want to remind our Shine family that you can enter for a great gift certificate for a free initial visit with a member of the Eckert Center team. You can do that at our website anytime, shinefm.com. Have a great day, Kimberly.
You as well, Mike.